This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be joined once again by Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
Well, we really appreciate it. We have followed, Bill Newell and I have followed the Whittier Tech proposal the last couple of months, and we've checked out your Mayor's Corner podcast every time they come up. And an overwhelming vote of no for the Whittier project across the 11 communities. What's your analysis of the vote, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a weird thing. I mean, I definitely felt like there was really no winners in this process. You know, it's never easy speaking out against, you know, a school that could really benefit so many kids. I really try to be consistent. Again, I've been talking about this for 5 months now, but I just knew that this wasn't a project that the 11 communities could afford. And that's really where I kept my focus. And I think because Whittier went through the process the way they did, you know, there was no time to prepare for it. We weren't part of it. So, you know, again, I think in a project like this, you need your 11 communities out there selling it for you, advocating for funding, selling it to the public, because it was going to come to this vote. And because that didn't happen, you know, and then when you try to rush a vote in such a short period of time, I mean, I just felt like my job was I have to be the advocate for my city. And then trying to like work with my partners outside of Newburyport and just get them the right information because it was happening so fast and so quickly. And then at the end of the day, you just don't know who's going to come out and vote, right? So, I mean, even on Tuesday, very early, you know, polls opened at 11. I had no idea. And it was great throughout the day hearing from my partners and all the other communities saying, hey, look, we've got people are at the polls. This is as busy as it's been. So, I mean, that was encouraging because you just never know what's going to happen on these special elections, you know, in the middle of the winter.
Well, I've read online from various communities, including Ipswich and Amesbury and some of the others, the no vote that was being encouraged because of the costs that are inherent. But the legalities of a school system being tied into another school system or a community being tied into a regional school system, that's got to be something that every town has to deal with, and you have to take into account the long-range view. And I wonder, you know, you have a proposal coming up for a new youth center and so on. What is the process in terms of preventive maintenance? Because every community, I mean, I live in Gloucester, and we've had two new schools built in the last 8 years, and nobody can shut the lights off. So you have to have some kind of control.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of process that is involved in that. And that's why I think it's so different in cities and towns. You know, schools, at least there's a process in place where you can, you know, apply for funds and go through these projects. You know, we built a new elementary school back in like 2014, but, you know, we've got a high school that was built in 1934 that we did a renovation on. Our middle school is older than Whittier, and we did a little bit of a renovation there, and, you know, it looks as good as new. So I do think it varies from city to city. I mean, I think, unfortunately, upkeeping our buildings is something that sometimes gets kicked down the road. But again, it all depends on process and what kind of funds are you allocating to this every year. And like I said, we're lucky in Newburyport. We have a great facilities director who kind of keeps us on track. You know, we're trying to do that with our city buildings now because I think we've done such a good job with our school buildings. But it's difficult. You know, again, and I think when you talk about legalities and regional agreements, you know, no one really questioned, and again, it has over the years, but for the past 20, 30 years, no one really questioned this Whittier agreement because they had never come to us with a big ask before, right? So, you know, that's what made this all difficult. You were kind of in the dark about, like, the condition of the building, like, the things they're going through. I mean, you know, 3 years ago they came to us because they wanted to build, they wanted to put a turf football field in, which is great. You know, we have one here in Newburyport. It was a huge process. We had to fundraise. We had to apply for Community Preservation Act funds to do it. But, you know, you look at their capital plan, and there's nothing on there about a sprinkler system or a wastewater treatment plant. So, you know, to come to everybody now with this massive ask and ask for a new building because they hadn't, you know, been keeping up their own building, I think that kind of resonated with voters because, you know, again, we hadn't been hearing from them every year about all these difficulties. You know, we just heard about this, you know, a few months ago about, yeah, here's the price. We want a brand new building, and this is what it's going to cost.
All right, Mr. Mayor, where do we go from here?
That's a great question. So I just found out that Whittier is having their building committee is having a meeting on Tuesday at Whittier in their auditorium, I believe at 10 o'clock. So the rest of us in the 11 communities have kind of been talking. We plan on going to that meeting. I think Whittier hopefully will take a big step back. I mean, I think the response that they got from voters, I mean, 10,000 votes gap between the the yays and the nays, I mean, I think is really significant. So I hope this gives them some pause, and then I hope this is an opportunity to look at the agreement of 1967 to think creatively about how do we move forward and what can we do at Whittier to make that a functioning educational facility. So I hope all those things can happen, but I'm sure it's going to take a little while to kind of absorb this vote. But I'm happy to keep leading this charge. And like I said, I think one good thing that came out of all this is that collaboration that I've felt with not only local city councils and select boards, but the town administrators and mayors in the other communities. I mean, I think this is something that, again, I'm a fairly new mayor still, only 2 years in on my first term, but this was the first, opportunity, I think, on a larger scale for all of us to kind of work together and share information. So I'm hoping that is something that we can continue as we look to hopefully sit down at the table with Whittier and kind of plot a path forward.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to mention that I haven't asked you about, Mr. Mayor?
No, I would say in all the 11 communities, and I know, Rick, you reach a lot of them, I just want to thank everyone for coming out and voting. Like I said, I try to do my best job about bringing people together and getting the right information out there. The information session that we held on January 9th was held by people came from all 11 communities to come hear information about the project. So the fact that at the end of the day in January, on a cold January, 23rd and a weird time from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. that people came out all across the region to vote. Again, I just appreciate for people for listening and taking part in the process.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.